is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Monica Ricks. Jury selection's underway now in Hunter Biden's criminal trial in Delaware. The president's son facing felony charges for illegally buying a gun back in 2018.
In the first few hours of jury selection, 12 potential jurors out of 30 were excused for cause, including scheduling conflicts and political views. One person asserted gun ownership was a God-given right. Another said her opinion of the Bidens was not a good one. Others held beliefs that DOJ investigations are influenced by politics, some naming former President Trump's legal challenges.
That's CBS's Stacey Lynn. Hunter lied about being a drug addict on federal forms. CBS News has learned President Biden plans to curb asylum seekers at the southern border and could sign an executive order this week giving officials deportation power. CBS's Weijia Jiang's at the White House and says this has some opposition.
Members of his own party have already been very vocal pushing back against this proposal. It does limit the amount of options that migrants have when they come to the border and they seek asylum.
On Capitol Hill, Dr. Anthony Fauci is fielding questions from a House panel on how the government handled COVID.
The accusation being circulated that I influenced these scientists to change their minds by bribing them with millions of dollars in grant money is absolutely false and simply preposterous.
He also says there was no cover-up about its origins. Donald Trump is now on TikTok.
The president is now on TikTok.
It's my honor.
His first video at a UFC fight in New Jersey this weekend has already racked up more than 60 million views. He's also got more than 4 million followers on the app he once tried to ban as president. A new warning now about heart health heading into summer. Here's Dr. Celine Gounder.
When you get hot, your heart rate goes up and your heart has to work harder. Many of the medications people take for heart disease work against these natural responses to heat. And when you get dehydrated from sweating, that dehydration can also harm your kidneys.
She also says kidney stones are also a big concern because people aren't as hydrated as they should be. Cucumbers are now being recalled in 14 states because they could be contaminated with salmonella. It's sickened dozens so far. And Cyndi Lauper announced today she's retiring from the road. The 70-year-old singer starting a farewell tour soon that'll span her decades-long career. It kicks off in Montreal in October with stops all over the U.S. before wrapping up in Chicago in December. Tickets go on sale on Friday, but pre-sales start tomorrow. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. The main dangers of storms today and early tonight are damaging winds and hail. The latest is coming up in the forecast. The rainy and stormy weather will continue for a few more days. More showers and storms are likely tomorrow and tomorrow night. Five people were arrested after that fight involving around 150 people at a funeral home in Mount Pleasant Saturday morning. Initial reports said police responding to the fight and the report of a man showing a gun. That prompted a massive police response. Despite the initial reports of shots fired, police say there were none and that the situation was an isolated incident. Kenosha's very own is likely to get some help from National Democrats. The chair of the Democratic Congressional Campaign Committee was on WISN 12's Up Front and talked about possibly giving money in the first congressional district race.
Peter Barca is a proven leader, and he's focused on getting things done, as opposed to Republicans who are arguing with each other and are pushing for an extreme agenda.
Representative Susan DelBene did not commit to fully investing in any other House race beyond Wisconsin's first district. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Brewers head to Philadelphia. I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers on the road this week, tonight against the Phillies, followed by a trip to Detroit to take on the Tigers. Milwaukee in first place with a 7-game lead over the Cards and the Cubs after sweeping the White Sox 6-3 Sunday. The White Sox now with an 11-game losing streak. Chicago's Tommy Pham frustrated after being gunned down by Christian Yelich at the plate with the tying.
When I actually wasn't even f***ing close. Third base coach sends you, you gotta go. You know, I hear the tough guy with all the hoorah s***. There's a reason why, you know, I do all kinds of fighting, because I'm prepared to f*** somebody up.
Freddie Peralta with the start. Reliever Holby Milner with the win. The Brewers' Christian Yelich.
You know, it wasn't the cleanest game that we've ever played today, but we found a way at the end still. You know, Freddie battled for us, gave us five, and then guys in the pen stepped up.
NFL, the Packers announcing training camp starts early this year. Monday, July 22nd, is the first practice, followed by the annual shareholders meeting that afternoon. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
WRJN Sports with Mike Clemens, sponsored by Pottawatomie Hotel Casino. Cash battles for a share of $200,000 in June. More info at paysbig.com.
WRJN. As a warm front moves across the state today, showers and thunderstorms are firing up. Dampening our day and keeping our highs to the mid-70s, some storms could be strong, bringing heavy downpours, gusty winds, and some hail, too. Stay dry and stay weather savvy. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, it's 75 degrees.
Scarborough Fair, parsley, sage, rosemary, and thyme. Remember me to one who lives there. She once was a true love of mine. Parsley, sage, rosemary, and thyme. Snow-crested brown, without no sleep or night. Hazel-workers, the child of the mountain. She'll be a true love of mine. I'm aware of a cloudy calm. Tell her to find me as a girl. Parsley, sage, rosemary, and thyme. Between the salt water and sea strands and polishes of gun, she'll be a true love of mine. Tell her to leap in a sickle bill. Blazing in scarlet battalion. Parsley, sage, rosemary, and girls born in the soldiers to kill. And gather it all and to fight for your cause. They long ago forgotten. She'll be a true love of mine. Scarborough Fair, parsley, sage, rosemary, and thyme. Remember me to one who lives there. She once was a true love of mine.
Spoke and we listened. Local news and timeless hits are back on WRJN. Good afternoon. I'm Kurt Vollman. Thanks for being with us this afternoon. Here's Linda Ronstadt and the Stone Ponies.
You and I travel to the beat of a different drum. Oh, can't you tell by the way I run? Every time you make eyes at me, the trees.
Park to Ives Groves. Local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Yeah.
news and timeless hits on WRJN. Good afternoon. I'm Kurt Vollman. Well, recently Don Rosen had Jim Mercier and Carol Gianforte on his program to talk about Racine's drive-in movie theaters of yesteryear.
Did you know that America's first outdoor theater or drive-in opened in 1933 near Camden, New Jersey? Is that near your neck of the woods there, Don?
No, but I have a photo of it.
Okay.
It was all a right. Very square screen, very small, but yeah, Camden, New Jersey.
Yeah, that's right. Of course, money for entertainment was hard to come by back then due to the Depression. But after World War II, our returning servicemen married and began to raise families. And, of course, were the result of that, the baby boomers. And these vets, of course, bought cars, including station wagons. So with this combination, outdoor theaters really caught on. During the late 40s, hundreds were constructed all across America. Soon, young parents were now taking the kids to the outdoor theaters. Teens were begging for the family car. I remember I did. Adults of all ages were finding it a fun time to take in a movie in this new and novel way. But by 1958, America had over, 5,000 outdoor theaters, and Racine boasted two of them. Well, one actually in Kenosha County. The Mid-City and the Westgate.
Be sure to check out the Don Rosen Morning Show each weekday morning, 6 till 9, here on WRJN.
Welcome to Personal Touch by Julie, your trusted local experts in floral artistry and handcrafted arrangements for over 47 years. Enjoy the convenience of local area delivery, bringing beauty right to your doorstep, just in time for Mother's Day, prom, or graduation. But it's not just about the flowers. It's an experience that boasts unparalleled floral design stemmed from family traditions. Visit Personal Touch by Julie today at 5445 Spring Street in Mount Pleasant, where every petal tells the story of love and celebration.
Do you have a loved one in a nursing home? California mega millionaire Eric Hovde has some bad news for you. He doesn't think they have long to live. It's true. In a recent interview, Hovde said, if you're in a nursing home, you only have a 5-6 month life expectancy. Almost nobody in a nursing home is at a point to vote. That's shocking. But it gets worse. One of Hovde's companies is named a co-defendant in a wrongful death suit from an incident at a California senior living facility. He even referred to himself as an expert in the nursing home business. Yikes, that doesn't sound like the kind of expert we need. Call Eric Hovde at his California office, 714-730-4444. Tell him that Wisconsin seniors deserve to vote and get the care they deserve. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together Incorporated.
Sorry, but we actually have a wait list for our Monstera.
Shaw's greenhouse is really bringing in the green.
We can't keep snake plants in stock.
She needs a construction manager to build on her roots and grow.
We could add a whole section for ferns. And here we'd have dahlias, dahlias, and more dahlias.
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. You can schedule and conduct virtual interviews all from your employer dashboard. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. Go ahead, feel your engine. Admire that perfectly installed exhaust. Your vehicle's moving along this freeway like it was made from fresh installs and a whole lot of love. With eBay Motors, you get over 122 million parts to keep it running. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, they'll be the perfect fit every time. Plus, at these prices, well, we're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
1, 2, 3.
What you doing?
4, 5, 6. Counting the first place awards from the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association.
WISS in Oshkosh for the best promo. WAUK in Waukesha, best Maggie Dawn Show web story. WMDX in Madison, best web story about the Max Inc. radio show. And WFHR in Wisconsin Rapids for best show, interview, and promo.
Informed, entertained, connected.
And winning.
Your local Civic Media radio station. Learn more at civicmedia.us.
WRJN refreshes hometown radio with our local news and timeless hits. We heard you when you asked for the oldies to come back, and we know how important local news and features are to you, too. So we're doing what you asked for. Brewers, Packers, Badgers, Bucks, and high school sports, along with a renewed commitment to local news and timeless hits.
WRJN.
Who's that I see walking in these woods? Why, it's Little Red Riding Hood. Hey.
News and timeless hits on WRJN. WRJN's Big Deal Store is full of great savings on all kinds of local food, merchandise, and services. Just go to WRJN.com, click on the Big Deals tab, and save at least 30%.
watching, watching girls go by. My, my, my. I'm a girl watcher. I'm a girl watcher. Here comes one now. I was just a boy when I threw away my toys. I found a new pastime. Well, on whenever I detect members of the other sex, I play the game. I do so well. Oh, I'm a girl watcher. I'm a girl watcher, watching girls go by. I'm a girl watcher. I'm a girl watcher. Here comes one now.
News and timeless hits on WRJN, where our goal is to inform and entertain. If you miss any newscasts on air, simply search for WRJN News online, and you'll find the latest stories on our website or wherever you get your podcasts. It's what we've done now for 97 years. Now, not only on the radio, but on demand, too. Search for WRJN News. Now, let's get you into the news center.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The warden at the troubled state prison in Waupun is resigning. Randall Hepp is stepping down after a number of problems, such as a chronic lack of guards leading to lockdowns. Four inmates have died since last June, and there's an ongoing federal investigation. Several other prison employees have already resigned or been fired. Opinions among Wisconsin leaders about Donald Trump's 34 felony convictions are split along party lines. Republican Congressman Ryan Stile is downplaying the news.
Disappointing, to say the least. That said, I think at the end of the day, this conviction will be overturned by the appeals court in the appeals process.
Stile speaking with WISN-TV's Upfront. Democrat Gwen Moore says she trusted the justice process to come to the right conclusion. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. The First District Congressman says Trump's guilty verdict was a, quote, partisan exercise. Representative Brian Stile says he's confident the 34 felony convictions will be overturned on appeal. Despite the former president's convictions, Stile voiced no concerns ahead of the Republican National Convention in Milwaukee. He talked to WISN 12's Upfront. There are plans mounting to remove McKinley. The Kenosha City Plan Commission has an agenda item that appears to include a project to tear down the two McKinley schools in the middle of Kenosha. McKinley Elementary and Middle are being considered for demolition by the city. There are plans for a tax district estimated to cost over $5 million to fund the project. Plans for a park and single-family homes are being reviewed. This is the final week for six Kenosha Unified Schools. Racine is set to welcome a new city administrator, pending approval from the Common Council during their meeting tomorrow. Jim Sullivan brings over two decades of public service experience. He's taking over the role from the retiring Paul Vornhold. Sullivan's background includes serving as an alderman, state senator, and department director, most recently leading Milwaukee County Child Support Services. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
WRJN weather.
a warm front moves across the state today, showers and thunderstorms are firing up, dampening our day and keeping our highs to the mid-70s. Some storms could be strong, bringing heavy downpours, gusty winds, and some hail, too. Stay dry and stay weather savvy. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. It's 73 degrees at our studios.
Local news and timeless hits are back on WRJN. Be sure to tell a friend.
My baby does the hanky panky. Baby does the hanky panky.
Thank you. walking on down the line.
Yeah. You know I saw her for the very first time. A pretty little girl standing all alone. Hey, pretty baby, can I take you home? I never saw her, never saw her.
Get low inside now.
Hey, my baby does a hanky panky.
And timeless hits on WRJN. Well, Racine's Festival Park and Laughs by the Lake comedy series present comedian Johnny Beaner and special guests Sasha Rosser and Dana Ehrman at Festival Hall this Friday night. All this week, Don Rosen has your chance to win. Each morning, 6 till 9.
Love is but a song we sing. Fears we will die. Yeah. returns for us at last. We are but a moment's sunlight fading in the grass. Come on, people now, smile on your brother, everybody get together.
You've lost that love. I'd get down on my knees for you. If you would only love me like you used to do, yeah. We had a love, a love, a love you don't find every day. So
and timeless hits on WRJN. Good afternoon. I'm Kurt Vollman. Are you ready for today's useless fact of the day? Just a random piece of information to share with your friends and neighbors. Here we go. Today's useless fact is Finland has the most heavy metal bands per capita. Yeah, when I think of those Finns, I think of heavy metal, that's for sure.
Enhance the life of your loved one this summer with Easy Mobility Solutions in Racine. Give them the gift of a new Pride Mobility Scooter, Go-Go, Jazzy Carbon, or Viva Lift Power Lift Chair. Designed for ultimate comfort and convenience, test drive a Pride and never pay MSRP. Lightweight, durable, portable, and affordable, Pride Mobility and the team at Easy Mobility Solutions, dedicated to helping you regain your freedom. Visit their showroom across the street from the old Kmart on Douglas Avenue.
Summer's heating up, and so are the deals at Studebaker's in Racine. Fuel up and feast. When you purchase 10 gallons of gas, you'll receive a coupon for a free two-topping pizza right next door at the Dish Restaurant. That's right. Fill up your tank, check out the refreshing sips and snack sensations, and grab your free two-topping pizza coupon for the Dish. Offer valid while supplies last. See store for details. Swing by Studebaker's Fuel and Food at 31 in Spring, Racine's home of convenience, selection, service, and savings.
Sorry, but we actually have a wait list for our Monstera.
Shaw's greenhouse is really bringing in the green.
We can't keep snake plants in stock.
She needs a construction manager to build on her roots and grow.
We could add a whole section for ferns. And here we'd have dahlias, dahlias, and more dahlias.
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. You can schedule and conduct virtual interviews all from your employer dashboard. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. Go ahead, feel your engine. Admire that perfectly installed exhaust. Your vehicle's moving along this freeway like it was made from fresh installs and a whole lot of love. With eBay Motors, you get over 122 million parts to keep it running. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, they'll be the perfect fit every time. Plus, at these prices, well, we're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
At Civic Media, we encourage active political engagement and remind listeners to think critically about political advertisements you may hear during this critical election year. Our stations are licensed by the FCC and are required to accept all ads for federal candidates. We also air state and local candidates, as well as paid ads from issue and PAC groups. Truth is rarely as simple as any political ad may claim. So again, we urge you to think critically about what you hear in the spirit of promoting authentic and respectful civic dialogue.
And whatever comes our way, yeah, darling, go dancing with the wind and the feeling that I'm under.
News and timeless hits on WRJN. Coming up in the 3 o'clock hour, your next chance to text to win in our statewide contest. Some great prizes on the line. We'll tell you about it coming up on WRJN.
is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Monica Ricks. More hostages taken by Hamas have died in Gaza. Arlinda Gratz reports from Jerusalem.
Four of the hostages, three of them are elderly men who were seen on video not too long ago begging for their life, have been killed in Hamas captivity, one of whom was a dual British-Israeli national, and that's likely to increase the pressure on the